Queen didn't want us to win, so what are we going to do? We're going to talk about the BET Hip Hop Awards 2016, and Jenna Rose is in studio. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
No pancakes, just a cup of syrup. Baking soda pot and a silver fork. You already know it's time to go to work.
I'm back up in the kitchen working with a chicken. You get 63 grams for like 12 feet.
Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. That's Gucci, man. Gucci! He came home, he done opened up the BET Hip Hop Awards. I'm joined in studio by Mr. Carter.
You already know though, in the building.
And here she is, live in studio, Miss Jenna Rose.
Hey guys, what's up?
Slaying with that shirt, I just can't.
Thank you.
It's everything.
Thanks.
Like, where did you find that? Who made that for you?
Oh my gosh, I think it was a vintage store on Melrose.
Nice.
Love it. The honesty. She could have been like, it's exclusive. sorry, Jenna. So we have a new video.
Yes, we do.
Paper Walls.
Out now.
I like it. I like the art direction which we're going
with
it.
Thank you.
I like that you took a music video and it wasn't just like a simple, basic video.
Thank you.
Wanted to get a little creative with it.
Yeah.
All right. So before we do that, we got to talk about some stuff. The BET Hip Hop Awards were this past weekend. Well, it was really like filmed earlier in the month. However, they done aired it this weekend. DJ Khaled hosted it, and as he hosted it, he also won 3 awards. I'm like, wow, that's kind
that's
of a great
crazy.
Night.
Like,
yeah.
You get to host
it's
him.
Been a great year for him. I mean, going on tour with Beyonce too, it's been a great year for that man.
And I love his vegan
and
commercial.
His album, yeah.
His Snapchat is everything.
Yes, right?
I watch it every day.
His Snapchat is a major key, y'all.
Major key. We got some other performers. We got Designer, Young Ma performed. Designer, I really want to love him. I do. Like, he's like a koala bear. It's just like, oh. But then as you watch him perform live, you're just like, what the heck?
I know.
They say he talk like...
And you don't know if you want to love it.
Right.
Or be like, do we need to get him, like, medication?
Yeah. He had a YouTube video where he said all the lyrics to his song, and you still couldn't understand.
That's ridiculous. Like, oh my God. Hey, but he's popping, though.
Not as popping as Drake, though, because he's Drake walked away with Album of the Year with views and Video of the Year for Hotline Bling. But my favorite, Chance the Rapper. Do you know Chance?
Of course.
Live for Chance.
Love him.
He went away with Mixtape of the Year for Coloring Book and Best New Hip Hop Artist, which well-deserved.
Okay.
Well-deserved.
Boom. So if you haven't checked out the Cyphers, though, make sure you guys check them out. They're on up on BET. Jendena killed it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I heard. I heard he killed.
Yeah.
But he just did a radio interview too that he did a freestyle over a track. Look it up online. He just did I can't remember the radio station, but he just did it a couple days ago and he went off. So that man got bars. I'm honestly surprised. I didn't know he was a spitter like that. So
I feel like he slept on right now, but his time's coming.
Yeah. I went to his album listening party.
Yes.
It was crazy.
How was it?
Amazing.
Oh my God, I know it. Oh, I
so
can't wait.
Talented.
I can't wait.
Did he perform at all?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay.
Loved
That's
it.
What's up. I can't wait.
Atlanta based? Or was it out here in LA?
Here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Jenna, you better be up in a water party.
I see
your Instagram.
Yes. Pop it.
That's fine. Wait till you hear her blow, too, because y'all going to be like, what the hell is this girl? A prodigy or something? all right, so let's talk about it. So we got some new videos out. The first one is Gallant featuring Janae Aiko. The song is... This is not the first song. That's the Freaky Boys. Boom. Nope. First one is called Skipping Stones. All the way to the left. We're going to go all the way to the left.
To the left.
Still not that one.
All the videos are on the left. No.
Boom. All right. Well, I guess we'll just pick one, and then we can just kind of go with that. Well, let's go with that one right there. All right, so this girl, we're going to play this. Sorry, y'all, this is a little, you know, technical difficulty, but this is a live show. It's what you came here for. All right, this is the girl that actually, when I was looking you up, her stuff kept coming up everywhere.
Really?
Her name is Taylor. T-A-Y-L-A. Taylor?
Taylor.
Never heard of her?
No, I haven't, but I'm excited to.
All right, so the song is called Call Me Danger. Okay. She's got a little attitude, spicy. Take a look.
I'm like the fire that will never
Call Me Danger.
Nice. I haven't.
Yeah, she has really low views on YouTube, so I think she's like brand new.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I loved it. I thought it was a dope little tune.
Yeah.
It's very crossover. Yeah. I was actually expecting her to spit.
Over
the way she came, what she had on in the beginning, and the braids. I was like, okay, she might be finna spit something, but nah, she got pipes.
What did you think of the visual?
I love that you can tell who she is as an artist, like, right away. Love her style. Love the music.
Yes. Good, Taylor. All right, who we got next? Because now you're just going to have to pull the videos up. I'm just going to have to go. All right, right here, the homies. Okay, so gay rap duo, the Freaky Boys. They got this new EP dropping, Category Clothes, about to come out. It's everything, y'all. You might hear some background vocals that you might recognize.
Uh-oh.
The song over here is called Make It Hot. Take a look.
Make It Hot. Make it hot. Show me what you got, girl. Make it real hot. You be showing up and you be showing out. You the reason why the boys drooling at the mouth. The way you walk, you know it's about to go south. And once you got up on your feet, they neither came out. Giuseppe, LB, Balmain, cool. Running circles, running nigga like the Too Loud Crew. And they be thirsty. Quenching, I ain't talking Mountain Dew. You stay up on your shit and I ain't talking about poo. Who? You the HBIC. You had these hoes
sitting in the SEC. I'm so mad that I met him. I'm so mad at that.
You can never be me. Took all your girls cause it's about to be a girl's night. Beat your face, whip your hair like a turnpike. Get your favorite dress. Make sure it's hella tight. Your bitches better hold they man like they on the bike. You be killing them, girl, you be killing them. Do a couple tricks, make a nigga spend a mill on them. You be killing them, girl, you be killing them. Kick them to the curb if you really not feeling them. Show me what you got, girl, make it real hot. Show me what you got, girl, make it real hot. Show me what you got, girl.
Hey, the Freaky Boys, make it hot. Jenna, what are you thinking of?
I'm loving that.
They are popping.
That's
I love it.
Awesome. It's like, what's the movie? Bring It On.
Bring It On.
Bring It On. Oh,
so
my God.
Shout out to Pierre and TT. They're just so dope. They're going to change music. I totally believe it. This EP is everything, every single song. So make sure when it drops, you guys check that out. All right, who we got next? Okay, here you go. An exclusive. So a friend of ours, see, once you've been on the show,
you
become family. So, Jenna,
nice.
Welcome to the family.
Thank you.
Sometimes our family members do really special things. This one, her name is Jazz Graham. She's an artist. I mean, she was on here when we first met, like 2 years ago. So she's dropping a music video this Friday called Waiting For, but she loves us so much that she sent it to us a few days early. Take a look.
Wow.
Remo the head, baby.
Okay, abs.
You're creeping on me on the low. We've been rocking for a while now. You was ready, but you're not now. You've been playing games and that's for sure. You don't treat me right. You wasn't talking all that messy other night.
That little beat in it?
Yeah.
You ain't the only one trying to be
Yeah.
I should've knew about you. You gotta choose.
Hey, Jazz Graham waiting for. If you want to see the rest of that video, it'll drop on Friday. So make sure you guys go subscribe to her YouTube channel. It's coming out then.
And shout out to her because she responded to our post about sending in music videos if y'all want to have it featured on the show. So thank you for that, Jazz. Nice. Shout
That's
out to you.
Nice.
You
know that was great.
Like a good song. Mm-hmm. And what's crazy is to hear her music from like 2 years ago and to see where she what she's grown into. Yeah. Love it. I know her mom is just right behind her pushing her. I live. all right, next we have Kate Trinata.
He's so cracking, y'all.
Featuring SYD. The song is called.
Is that the Lil Martin?
No, the one. Yep. He's Martin so theme, 90s theme.
He's a visionary man, I swear.
I've heard of them. I love them.
It's real hairspray. Mm-hmm.
How swaggy is that?
Is this them? This is SYD? Nice.
Oh, I don't know if that's like literally them in the video.
Oh nah, that's a old girl from the internet, yeah. But you don't have to pay, cause I do it for the thrill, for the rush, I do it for the thrill. So that's her name, that must be her name, so let's see, that's why I do, I don't know how she pronounces it.
She's cute. Alright, Kate Trinata featuring SYD, you're the one. What are we thinking?
You already know. That shit is
that was crazy.
Vibey.
Yes.
All around. Just good mood.
Yeah, the video is really cool and different. Mm-hmm. I love it.
So I like to call that mood music.
And it's interesting because it gave me the 90s kind of Martin, but then at the same time, like you said, hairspray.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead with your production and directing that. So, what we got next? Okay, so this is really cool. So they sent something in too. And I'm floored that they said, I'm like, who are these girls? Why are they not famous? Yes. Like, oh my, okay, this is incredible. These girls, they go by Pharaoh. Just watch this. So the song is just Chasing Highs. Like, incredible, these two. Jumping out of like, how is this not a commercial hit right now? Just so I can
hear a sound. And the quality of the video is, oh my god, like Queen would be like, oh my god, the visual. Trying anything to stay up, but nothing's ever really enough. So I'm running for my life till you come around. You got me chasing. Pharaoh chasing high. Did you guys hear in that in the chorus beat? It almost sounded like water droplets, kind of as the beat. I've never heard that kind of a sound.
So like high quality, it was amazing.
Right? Like first of all, ladies. So I read something like they went in to go write a song for Rihanna, and ended up was like, oh no. we want you guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Freaking dope. Like just the I didn't expect that quality to come out of them, like vocally, like I don't know if that probably sounds rude as hell, but like
you know, it's just like, natural to kind of judge a book by its cover, not necessarily judging it, but you know,
I thought it was gonna be more indie, and it really
gave me like the look and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, loved it. You girls, that I can't. That's
the shot
just
of
that.
The cliff.
Yeah. Okay, wow. Like, not a girl, not yet a woman. You like, honey, we grown.
We're grown.
All right. Now, next, I'm really excited because he's one of my favorites. I feel like he's so slept on, and all these other artists, male artists, get this type of credit. I feel like because he went through so much with his mother and depression and battling all that, that he has some problems with his career, and I would love to see him in this chapter take a step forward. So it's Mario. The song is called I Need More, and it's dope. Take a look.
Damn, we got it jumping. Got the model choosing. Baby in the club, looking for the love. Look what money does, searching for the trust. I ain't trying to judge, I'm just trying to fool. Ooh.
You know who I feel like who's dope in this song?
Yeah, we got it going.
Yeah.
Because Mario could dance, clearly. You know, Mario was out before Jason, so I'm not trying to stop. Like,
can't you see I got it going? Oh, man.
Hey.
I think where Mario has the upper hand is Jason's not really doing stuff like this.
Yeah,
Jason's more pop, you know, he's more overseas music.
Yeah, I think, so this is Mario, I Need More. I think with Jason, I feel like Jason fully gives into the pop movement.
Yeah.
Right.
Where Chris Brown is more like, I'm going to keep my edge and keep that swag. And Mario gets lost kind of in the middle. Because, like, Mario has that edge.
Mm-hmm.
He can go commercial, but maybe as an artist doesn't want to go there.
Yeah.
I think he just needs the right people behind him. Because Mario has had some hits.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, Mario has had some hits, yo. And his albums are
But his stronger hits were, like, back in the day.
True.
Because the like most recent drop, stuff, like, people ain't pulling that out and being like, yeah, I gotta check out Mario. Like,
yeah.
I love you, I live. But, you know.
We here for you, bro.
You know what I'm saying? All right. Jenna.
Yes.
Paper Walls.
Yes, it's out, guys.
Tell us about it. How did you create the song?
So basically I wrote it with a songwriter named Aaron, and we sat down in my house and basically we're talking about different things that were happening in my life, and I was just saying how I feel like people are fake. And I feel like we can all relate to that in some way, and just the fact that people are insincere, especially, you know, like in LA and things like that. So that's what the song is about, and that's what we kind of tried to show in the video, and it's about breaking out of that.
Why was this, you know, here you are in LA. Now, you're from Texas originally.
Dallas.
And so you come out of this big state, big personalities. Everyone I've met from Texas has just an amazing personality. you come to LA. What is that difference like as far as people, the culture?
Well, we have a place in Santa Monica, so I feel like in Santa Monica it's a little more relaxed. Like, everyone's kind of nice. And once you get Hollywood area, it's a little different. And I feel like there's nice people everywhere, though. You can find nice people everywhere. But, yeah, it is different than Texas.
And so, but the inspiration specifically for this song, what were you kind of going through?
Mostly friend-wise, I'd have to say. There were a lot of fake friends and fake people in my life.
All right, well, here we are. Jenna Rose, Paper Walls. Hair laid.
Always. Right now, too.
Thank you.
While the world spins around. Hey. We live in paper towns. Whisper pretty lies in my ears. And the record plays. You hear it every night and day. Wanna get away from. Yeah. Got a paper bag, paper clothes.
All of these photos right there. Want my paper phone,
paper bag,
paper shows. Come on in to my paper home. Through these paper walls, I'm screaming. Let go.
what I feel like to pass. While you do tears on your paper bed with your paper clothes.
I love the coloring too.
Thank you.
Jenna Rose, Paper Walls. Make sure you guys subscribe to our YouTube channel and check out the rest of that video. We sat here, we watched a whole bunch of music videos. We get to yours. Tell us about the journey. Like, how do you put your twist into your own art? As far as like the procedure from, you know, creating the song. Do you already have the vision of what you want the video to be, or do you kind of leave that open to, you know, other people to helping you do that? Or how do you get these specific images? Like, where did that come from?
I think you know you wrote a good song when you have the music video in your head when you write it.
Oh, that's deep.
Yeah,
that's
so I wrote this song about that's 2 years deep. Ago, recorded it like a year and a half ago, so it's a little bit older, and that's when I was still in school. I do online school now. But yeah, things were happening, and basically the whole doll thing came about because, you know, dolls are fake, and so that's how I felt people were. So it was basically me breaking out of that in the video.
But first of all, shout out to your styling team, because like that is just a flawless.
It was me and my mom.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Popping.
Go ahead, mama. Popping. You did that.
Yes. For real. Yes.
So as far as your fan base and what you want to do moving into 2017, what kind of energy are you putting out there? What's our next step to moving into 2017?
Well, I just got off tour, so that was really fun. It was the High School Nation tour, so I got a bunch of people from that coming over.
Nice.
And that was a great experience. Hopefully I'll do that again in 2017. So, and I'm going to Dubai tomorrow.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
To hang out, performance, is it work related?
There's a performance, okay. And then fashion shows, and I think I'm walking in some.
Yes.
So that's new thing. Yes. I don't know.
How do you balance out as far as like being an artist, you know, modeling, school, online? Like, that's a big decision to choose to do something like that. Was that hard for you, or?
I think the initial decision was not hard for me. I think the traveling just got too much, just the workload, it got crazy with school, and so it was just kind of a no-brainer for me. But it has been hard along the way, like balancing it with music and everything else going on with my life, so that's definitely a big thing.
Do you ever feel like, as far as that social aspect, are you like, I'm good with that, and I don't need to be in no class with nobody?
Well,
I see enough people in my life.
Sometimes I feel like that, but I'm lucky to have amazing friends who I've grown up with and friends I've made along the way, so they're with me for the ride, and I feel like I know in my mind that I'm doing something that's going to benefit my career, and I'm willing to sacrifice some things for that. But definitely, I have amazing friends. So.
I love it.
So, are we going to get a full project? Are we getting an EP, an album?
Yeah, we're deciding if it's an EP or album, but I've recorded a whole album.
Nice.
So, I'm hoping it's an album, and it's going to come out sometime in 2017.
So. Now, as an artist, how do you decide that? EP or album?
Well, I think the initial thing that people expect you to do is an EP. Like, you know, you're a new artist, you start out with an EP. But I'm like, why be like everyone else? Like, if I have this music and I feel like it's good enough to put out into the world, I might want to, you know, do a full album. Yeah.
When we were watching some of the videos, that Taylor girl, one thing that you said from her, you said, wow, I liked it because you can really take a look and see who she is as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
With your project, what do you want people to take away from you?
I want them to take away that I'm experimental with my music, and I think with my new music, it definitely is a lot more experimental than Paper Walls, and you'll see that in my next song coming out very soon. We did the music video for it. It's called Turn the Page.
Turn the Page. What's the story about?
It's about starting a new chapter in your life and forgetting about things that have happened in the past. And it's coming out very soon.
Okay. Do you think you could give us a vocal sample of it?
Of course I can.
Score.
So turn the page, write a line, misbehave, call it all mine. This can't be the end, this won't be the end. So turn the page, write a line, misbehave, call it all mine. This won't be the end, this don't look like the end.
Hey, I love you have this little twang in your voice. And it's funny because before the show started, Mr. Carter, I know you were talking about...
Noticed that you have a couple songs on your SoundCloud that were released prior to Paper Walls.
Yes, I did.
So I was wondering, the sounds of those songs, were you still going to keep, you know, in that direction a little bit? Or were you going to completely scrap, you know, the direction that you went in those songs?
Well, I think I started out singing when I was 9. Mm-hmm. And I took a lot of inspiration from Sarah Bareilles and Adele, and I still do. And I think I'm always going to incorporate that into my music. But now I take a little more urban pop.
Do you know who Heart is? The group Heart.
Yes. Oh my God, that's so funny.
I need you to sing a Heart song.
Oh my God. I forgot what it was called. When I was like 10, I did a Heart song.
Oh my God, your voice is just made
for
that.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yes, like power rock ballad. I'm here for it. I love it.
I did one.
So, okay, you shot a video. So here we go. Now you have two videos that you're working on releasing, right? So take us through the journey. Like right now, where are you? Are we working on releasing the album before the end of the year?
I would love to. It's just a matter of getting everything ready to release it. Mm-hmm. We don't know how we're going to put it out yet, and we want to put it out in the best way. It's going to get the best engagement with people. And, you know, when you make music, you want it to be heard by as many people as possible.
Right.
So we're just trying to figure that out. So we're thinking beginning of next year.
Okay.
Probably.
And, you know, another thing we're always seeing is these artists, they'll put these projects out, and then every single has a video to it. Is that something that you... Because it's like, as you're in the race of becoming famous and an artist and growing and whatnot, you start seeing everyone else's stuff. How do you stay... Okay, no, we have to stay on the course of Jenna Rose and not jump into that. Have you thought about the video for everything? We need a visual for this. We need this.
Well, definitely, I'm connected to every song, so I would love to have a video for every song. Like, I'd love to have a Beyoncé moment.
Okay.
But, you know... you know, we have to figure it out, and I would love to. That's
okay, so you're here for it.
Yeah, I'm there.
She's a millennial, of course.
Why not? Yeah.
So I guess it's a we'll see, huh?
We'll see.
You
never know.
Who were your biggest influences as far as this specific album?
Probably Sia and Adele.
Mm.
Yeah, nice, okay. We'll mix those together.
Now, where can everyone follow you, keep in contact with you, to wait for this next project?
At Jenna Rose Music. Jenna has one N.
One N. And let me tell you guys, there is another Jenna Rose online. It ain't her. It was never her. Do not be like me and click on that one. It is Jenna Rose Music.
Yes.
Okay? You will be much happier if you click that one.
Ooh, now you crazy.
Has she ever contacted
Shay.
You?
I
did
Shay.
I
met people who know her, though.
Let's do it.
Don't do
that.
Oh, my God.
That's career suicide. I'm just...
Aww.
I'm kidding. I'm just being... I'm sorry. Queen's not here. I'm just getting out of here. Again, and your website?
JennaRoseMusic.com.
Boom.
Nice.
Look at you. Just, you know what I mean? Aspirations, people, okay? Thank you for stopping in studio.
No problem.
Mr. Carter, where can everyone follow you?
You already know you can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter, and you can check me out at MrCarter.com.
Boom, you guys can keep in contact with me at DJ Jesse J. Also hit us up at BHL The Beat across all social media. And again, like you saw today, if you guys have a music video, your friend has a music video, your friend's friend's uncle has a music video, actually, I would question that one. But send it in to at BHL The Beat. @gmail.com. We're always looking for it. We want to support you guys. Till next time. Peace.
From farm executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.